Welcome to Money Maze Vignette, where we share some of the most interesting extracts from our episodes. These bite-sized mini-sodes, each less than 10 minutes long, complement our long-form features. If you enjoy the following Money Maze Vignette, please do share it on your social media or give us a positive review on your preferred podcast app. And to stay up to date, you're welcome to sign up to our newsletter, which is available via moneymazepodcast.com. Thank you. So we all know the power of real estate, and some people never leave a successful silo when they have established their sort of footprint in there, but you start to go wider. So just talk about what happens next, both in terms of the motivation and the execution.
Well, what we started understanding was that, you know, if you have a competitive advantage and you have a great team and you have a vision, that opportunities will come your way. And, you know, it came to a point where we got a bit wide and shallow. And over the last 3 years, we've kind of reeled it back in. And A-Rod Corp essentially is a holding company, miniature Berkshire Hathaway, obviously much, much smaller and private, not public. And it has a collection of companies in there that we own stakes in. And we do two things. We do real estate and we do venture private equity investing. And within the real estate, there's an entire ecosystem and fully integrated, from construction company to over 9,000 single family homes to about 8,500 multifamily apartments to hotels. And on the venture side, we own parts of 30 companies. We've taken a handful of them public. And essentially that's what we do. And I think in moments like we have today, which the capital markets have dried up some, interest rates have gone up, things are very fluid. It's always in the voice for me to our team is, let's really focus on the two things we do best. That's sports with the Timberwolves, and that's real estate.
So Alex, my understanding is what we're talking about here is principal capital, and it's not open to the public. There are no fund vehicles.
That was right, Simon, for a really long time. And about 15 years ago, I brought in a magnificent real estate expert, and his name is Stuart Zuck. He used to work for one of my mentors, Jerry Reinsdorf, in the late 70s, and then worked for Sam Zell for a very long time, who is an icon, titan here in America. And he's been with me for over 15 years now. And he came to me about 10 years ago and said, Alex, why are we only using your capital? We should go out and create opportunities for partners. And we started a fund. We're now in fund five. We've deployed hundreds of millions of dollars. We acquired almost $2 billion of multifamily apartments. And over the last 10 years, our returns net of fees have been close to 35% IRR. So we've been very lucky, very fortunate. It's been a great market, but we have expertise. And Stuart Zuck, like Warren Buffett, they share the Ted Williams discipline in only swing at a very few pitches that are fat and juicy to hit out of the park. And that's what we've done the last 10 years in real estate.
And is that all commercial and all US, or is it a mix, or do you, how wide within that silo do you feel comfortable going?
Yeah, great question. So on the multifamily side, historically, we've been probably 90% of those apartments that we've acquired. And in our career here, we acquired over 20,000 apartments. In those 20,000 apartments, probably 90% of those are in the Southeast United States. In markets that have great rent growth, markets that are growing with businesses and jobs. South Carolina, North Carolina, Houston are examples, Tampa, all over Florida. And on average, we've acquired units anywhere from $100,000 to $140,000. Average rent could be anywhere from $900 to $1,400 or $1,500. And those rents keep going up, obviously. And the harder it gets here in America to buy homes with interest rates rising, it gives us great, you know, opportunity over time to continue to improve rents.
So the second part of the business is obviously this, you know, venture capital. And let's maybe just start at the highest level, which is that, you know, you're well known. You must get approached with all sorts of great ideas. I say great with inverted commas. How's your filtering process to be able to get down to look at a shrunken universe?
Yeah, I think one of the things we've gotten really good here is saying no. And we take a lot of phone calls. We look at 100 deals. We may underwrite 5 or 6, and we might pick one, right? And again, the message to the team is quality, not quantity. And we have very specific things we look for. And when we see it, we can identify it quickly. But more importantly, what we found, Simon, is when something comes to us, we don't like to create dust. And dust means you rather have a quick yes or a quick no than a slow maybe. So one of the things we try to do is we're always very gracious about the opportunity, but we always like to get back, usually within 24 hours, and say, you know, this is not what we're looking for, or maybe it's a little bit too early for us, but please stay in touch, or if there's other opportunities, keep us in mind.
This episode is kindly brought to you by our sponsors, Schroders, Live Trade by Bordeaux Index, IFM Investors, and Bremont Watches. All content on the Money Maze podcast is for your general information and use only, and is not intended to address your particular requirements. In particular, the content does not constitute any form of advice, recommendation, representation, endorsement, or arrangement, and is not intended to be relied upon by users in making any specific investment or other decisions. Guests and presenters may have positions in any of the investments discussed.